Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 25. I am your host, Stone. This is a pre-recorded show, not like the live shows that we typically record. So this is my first time trying to put things together like this, so forgive the clunkiness.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
So, World of Warcraft news, there hasn't really been a whole lot. I would say pretty much the only thing that really popped out at me was the Legion PvP Q&A, which was live on Twitch on Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. That was with Brian Holinka. And honestly, it doesn't affect us at all. So, that's it. Okay, and with some site news, we're going to start... there's two things. We're going to start with the artifact weapon. I might be doing a about-face on this. Originally, my intent was to allow it with the one upgrade, basically because going into Legion zones, irons are going to need like something to overcome having to fight mobs at level. So my thought was just allow it since we can't track it. And then the Legion zones wouldn't be as hard as it's going to be, because right now I think it might be too hard. The artifact weapon is most certainly more powerful than a green. And I will admit that it does feel, quote, un-ironish, end quote. That's my own term for it. Because, you know, we've always been about whites and grays and nothing extra, right? The big thing is that it is not trackable. And, you know, this hasn't prevented us with... going with rules that are not trackable before, but especially that we're going to be going into the end zones of Legion, here we are again with something that we can't track. So, for instance, in Warlords, irons had a method of flying, and we can't track that, but it's a huge boost, right? So here we are again, we're going to be going into Legion, and... yet again, we have something that they can do without being able to be tracked. So, I can guarantee that 99% of the people that try this will honor the rule to say that they should not use the weapon. The 1% that do use it... to be honest, when people do use it, and there will always be that one person, it would be nice to be able to say everyone won't cheat, but there's always going to be somebody that does. So when that person does, and when that person hits level 110, and when we say congratulations... I will not be listening to anybody say, oh, well, from the looks of it, it looks like they used the weapon. Honestly, this is the whole purpose of allowing the weapon use, is so that I don't have to deal with this stuff. So one way or another, if folks are going to be cheating with this, don't... complain to me, I guess. If you want to complain to them, then I can't control you at all, right? So that's something that you can do. But overall, the actual weapon, yeah, it definitely does not feel like an Iron Man thing. So there is a thread up there that if you want to post your opinion on it, please do so. And let me know if you think it should be allowed or not. And, you know, in one way or another, we'll decide what we're going to do by patch day, which is, well, July 19th, as far as we know still. So, and they've actually just announced that challenge modes are going to be going away. So I would expect them to be announcing their event anytime now. The other issue is intro skipping. So basically, based on feedback and discussions that we've had on the forums, we're likely going to be allowing skipping of the intro. More or less what happens is that you get put into a group scenario that would, and you could basically just sit back while the other people do all of the work for you. And from what I understand, the content scales based on how many people are in that group. So I personally do not want to encourage us as a community that we just group up and don't do anything and we ride on the coattails of others, right? So in this respect, you know, I think we're going to allow not having to do the Legion intro. There, like, you have an option of queuing up, joining that group, and dropping group, and trying to find a scenario on your own. However, how many times are you going to need to do that? I just don't think you're going to be able to find a scenario where it's just you. So, basically, you know, we will allow this one because we don't want our people to be playing the game and being those, you know, bad people where we just kind of sit back and do nothing. You know, we already kind of get flack now when we are playing WoW and, you know, somebody wants to group up with us to go kill a named mob. Well, now that's kind of changed because now Blizzard allows multi-tags of quest mobs, right? So, you know, but we've always had where, you know, there's some person wants to join our group, you know, to be able to kill some, you know, boss. Let's say Lovely Levin Hog, or okay, and we say no, I can't join group because, you know, I'm doing the Iron Man challenge, and then it's a race to see who's able to actually tag that boss first, and if we do, then we get sworn at, and if we you know, sit back, then we need to wait more. Right. So what we will allow here is that in this instance only is that we would allow the option to skip the Legion intro. And that's just how it is. And if you have an opinion on it, I'm absolutely still listening because, you know, we still have all the way up until July 19th. If you think that there's a larger reason that, you know, we should not allow it, then please post your opinion on the forums. We do have a thread. It is up at the top of every forum. But I'm just not sure that, you know, because we've already talked about, you know, that we should not be allowing us to miss content because of stuff that our characters have. We know this. Like, we would not normally do this. So we would be making a exception in this case. So if you, again, if you have an opinion, please let us know. And all that I ask is, you know, please keep it civil and all that jazz. And here is my family with the state of the challengers.
Top Iron Challengers. Nadaru is level 78. 67 is a level 79. Discord Kitty is level 85. 82. Ayr Issa dies at 85. Dies Horribly is level 86. Tani is level 94. Tanny is level 94. Tanny is level 94. Margie Monk is level 96. Tanny dies at 98.
Top with the Sea Challengers. Faye Santa is 36. Edmund Paff, 37. Sophie, 38. Francia, 43. Freddy Stevo, 52. Tanny, 59. Buddy Katane, 77.
Top Pacifist Challengers. Patool 6 is level 38. Patool 5 is level 39. Patool 4 is level 44. Inept Iron is level 45. Serenella is level 51. Silent Herber is level 52. Passive Civ got flagged at level 54 with one kill. Bowie dies at 62. Urka Shirk dies at 65. Zyrel is 100, but flagged with one kill.
Okay, so this is where I come in. Basically, she and her husband were sitting around at level 99, and she wanted to wait until her husband got there to pick her last flower in order to hit max level. And she hit max and logged out. And she checked her character online, and it showed that there was a kill. So we're not sure when the kill happened. She's actually opened up a ticket with Blizzard to see if they can actually get the time of the kill. Because we can see the time of her max level ding, but we can't see the time of the kill. So if we can see one, so if we can see both, then, you know, then I could... Hey, ding. Then I could... reflip the flag in this case. We are also... So we also noticed that she has no killing blows, but one kill. So it's a little bit weird. So you would assume that with the one kill, if she was max level, she wouldn't... Sorry, no, she doesn't have any kills granting experience, which is important, because if you are at max level, you can kill all kinds of stuff and not get any XP. So that would lead me to believe that kill came after her hitting max, and she should be a legit level 100 pacifist. That's where we are. So I hope you enjoyed having my family read the lists. It was fun to get the kids and Carrie to do it, and we'll see you next time.
And now we have got our featured challenger, and that is Tanny, who is our world first pacifist, as well as our multi-iron champion. Tanny, welcome! Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm doing good. And how are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much for sitting down and having a chat with Stone and myself. We are very, very excited to just have a little chat with you. And oh my gosh, wow, world first pacifist. That is amazing. So congratulations on that. That is an amazing feat.
Thank you.
So what we want to know is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? So basically the player behind the characters.
Well, I'm a mom of four girls, but in two sets. My first two children were raised in the city. When I had the second two children, and they were almost raised, well, they were raised and gone, I retired from nursing and moved my girls to north to the country, and they were raised on a 5-acre hobby farm. And then wow. I had a teenager that introduced me to WoW, and that's when I started playing.
Oh, that's very cool. Four girls. That's awesome. And have they all played WoW with you along the way, or... mostly, like, just the one that introduced you?
No, only the one that introduced me, and interestingly enough, she's not even a gamer. She only started WoW because she had a boyfriend at the time who played.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's, yeah, things that we do for those that we love. Awesome. So when exactly did you start playing WoW? Do you remember what year that was?
I don't remember the year. If I were on WoW right now, I could get it, but it was January after BC came out.
Okay, all right. And then when did you first start trying the challenges? When was that?
I started when the max was 85. And then Kata launched, and I had to take a break, and then I came back, and then Warlords launched, and I took a very long break. I've been gone. I just recently came back. I've stopped Iron just before Warlords came out, and just recently came back.
Okay. And what was the thing about pacifist? Because, as I said, you're a multi-iron champion, so Iron Man has been a very big part of your WoW life, but now with a pacifist. So, what was the thing about a pacifist that you thought, well, that you'd give it a go?
Well, when I originally started, I planned on just dabbling in it and, just once in a while getting on, saving up for rest and getting on and then doing other things. And then for some reason or another, I got hooked, and once I started, I couldn't stop.
Ah, the good old hook. Yes, totally understand that. Okay, so tell us about your leveling experience as being the world first pacifist. What, how did you start? How did you find the progression? Did you have things in mind for what you wanted to do at certain levels, or was it a mixture of, running around trying to find things that you needed to do? What was the whole leveling like for you?
Well, when I started, I was clueless of what to do, and then No Harm gave me his excellent advice on where to go and what to do, and so I just followed his advice. Although I gotta say I was a coward, I have no idea why it made me extremely nervous to sneak through mobs and not attack them, and know that if I was terrified, it would give me a headache. I was not a brave passy. It was an endeavor, and which is strange because No Harm said he found it relaxing, and I found it terrifying. Some areas were very relaxing. Sholazar was very relaxing. Uldum farming was very relaxing. And interestingly enough, once I got high enough level or maybe more experience, Warlords was not so bad.
Well, with the so tell me, what race and class did you choose to do the pacifist on?
Well, sh smelled was although I didn't really smell too awful much, smelled was a really big factor on race, and really vanish and zapping. Boy, it's really fun to knock the suckers out, but so I so it's almost a necessity to have vanish, because there is if you aggro a mob, you have to get out of battle, and you have to get out of battle. Otherwise, if some knight in shiny armor comes along, he's going to kill a mob for you. Thank you. Now I'm disqualified. So by vanishing, I lessened the risk of that happening. So anytime I aggroed, I vanished.
Okay, and did you find that happened a lot early on or as you were getting higher? Like, was there a level that you got a comfortable that, you know, you'd be going through doing quite well and not having to vanish as much? Or was there certain, you know, when you hit a certain level, you're like, ah, I'm gonna vanish all the time, that kind of thing?
Well, on with a pacifist, what happens is you're constantly going into a zone that's higher than you are, and that's when you're more likely to aggro and need to vanish. And then the problem I had is I would get to an area before the mobs would like appear, so there was always some sort of server lag. So sometimes I like ran smack into their face and oops, vanished. And then in Warlords, they have mobs spawning sometimes when you farm. So even if you don't aggro anything, you're going to have to vanish out of aggro.
Okay. Now, for the zones that you leveled through, did you have a specific path in mind, or was it a bit of, you know, zigzag, or how did it go for you?
No, I had a specific path to follow, and it wasn't through my own investigation, really. I had a lot of advice on it, so it's not something that I devise which is the best path, but I had a planned out path of where I would go with each level.
Okay, and was the information obviously that helped you with having the specific path was through the knowledge and experience of many of the pacifists that have been, you know, playing along the journey, their journey?
It was mostly through No Harm's education that he would give mm-hmm. me of what path he had followed to get to 90. So I used mostly his path, although I did deviate a little bit. He's like really brave, and I'm really like a coward. So where he went to an area at 30, I didn't go till 35. It took me longer because I was getting less XP, but it was better on my nerves.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I could understand the nerve bit for a pacifist. That's amazing. What I want to also ask you was, with the pacifist challenge, how many pacifists had you tried to until you got to this one that made it all the way up? Was this your first go, or had you had a couple of goes at it?
No, this was the first one I made. Only one I made.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
But see, now, I didn't go through my own experience. You know, I looked up people's journals of their pacifist experience to see what they were doing. Like, I had no idea. Who would know that rescuing, putting out a fire would give you a kill? So I didn't put out fires. Or who would know that rescuing somebody from an ice block would count as kills? I didn't know. So I went through other people. Had they not died first, I probably would have died. So from their collective experience. Like one of the passies died doing a cooking daily in Half Hill. So I never did the cooking dailies. I don't have any of the currency because I never did the cooking daily. I do the other dailies at Half Hill, but not specifically the cooking one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still amazing. I mean, to have the wealth of knowledge available from the many veterans and amazing people who play, you know, these challenges is wonderful, but your first attempt is truly an amazing feat. So again, congratulations. What zone do you think was the most unfriendly?
I feel the most unfriendly zone is actually Outlands, and The reason is, you know, you're going there at 60 as soon as you can fly, so you're a baby. For an iron doesn't usually go there at 60. They want to be a minimum 61, but a pacifist is forced to go there at 60. And it's not from what I could see. It's the farming area to farm in Hellfire has stealth mobs, and those are terrifying to a passy. So I think Outlands in general was pretty scary.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Okay, what has been your fondest memory with leveling your pacifist to, you know, besides hitting 100, which is again truly amazing and fantastic, but just the fondest memory within this journey?
Well, to be quite honest, it was horrible. There is really no fun memories. It was boring. Sometimes I had to drink coffee to stay awake. So when it was not boring, it was terrifying. It was slow. It was tedious. I would say the most happiest time I got is when I finally got zapped and I could knock people out.
That's awesome.
A pacifist is not fun. It takes somebody who can do a lot of monotony. If they need excitement, if they need, you know, when I finally went back onto a n normal iron, I was so happy to kill stuff.
That's brilliant. I love it. Okay. I wanted to know, did you do a slash played for time on your pacifist?
You know, people have asked me that, and I have constantly forgotten, but if you give me a second, I'll start up WoW and do a slash play.
Okay. All right. That's it. I mean, it's the one challenge that I've not tried. It scares the bejeebus out of me, and it's amazing that your journey has been so fantastic to hit 100. And I know even though Stone is muted, he has tried. Stone, you have tried the pacifist challenge, haven't you? And how far did you get, Stone?
I think I've actually gotten to about level 9. And that's been about it. And it's still sitting there. It's not flagged or anything, but I ha don't even have it
Okay.
up on the list.
Okay, I've played 18 days, 6 hours, 13 minutes, 1 second.
Wow. Okay, that's
But keep in
amazing.
mind, for me, it was longer than it will probably be on most passes because I did it with no rest. I like played straight.
Played straight. Oh, that's wow. I have no words for that, Tammy. I
Yeah,
really don't.
no
That is
rest.
just amazing. No, that's so cool. So, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a pacifist for the first time?
The best advice I can give is play with rest, okay? It's not it's not a race. You can cut your time down in half and to really research because there's a lot of unnecessary death. Level 9 is pretty hard because I don't think you have zap yet, so you're really at the mercy. It's really scary until you have zap. When I went around totally hoot the heirloom mount, forget it. I went around stealth. I walked all of Elwynn stealthed through the entire area. I was farming. It was all in stealth until I had zap. But another thing that I would recommend is now it left my mind, so I can't recommend it yet.
That's okay. That's all
Oh,
right.
okay.
You might think of.
I remember now. You better let me get it out, else I'll forget again.
Cool.
Aside from Elwynn was safe around its whole perimeter generally. So once I got zap, I just even without zap, I kind of went around the perimeter, but you want to find a small route. I went through a route that by the time I hit the start, the stuff had spawned again, so I didn't have to do it. Like when I went to Ashenvale, I stayed in a very small area because I got totally familiar. I knew where all the mobs were. I knew what was happening. And by the time I got to the start, all the nodes had spawned again, and I knew it really well, where to go, turn left, turn right. So pick a small area that you're going to farm. You don't want to farm a big area. I don't know, for me personally, maybe some people do, to break up the monotony. And I also didn't quest. I have very few quests. And the reason why I pretty much didn't do quest is I had no idea what Blizzard would consider a kill, and I was just too afraid.
That's a really good point too. It's probably safer, you know, to do these things and to be better to be safe than sorry, as they say. So no, that's very absolutely, as I cut no words, because you just are amazing. So
I fall on the border of overly cautious, because the idea of ending the passy career and starting over was like, no, that just cannot happen.
Yeah. Did you get concerned when you hit the 90s because of the few that did have the little hiccups? Was that something that you were concerned about, or did you just push straight through those early 90s with you know, just keep doing what you're doing?
Well, I was extremely concerned, because like, who knows what iron goes to warlords at 90, you know? Isn't that's a terrifying thought? But I had no choice. I was getting like 80 XP otherwise, so I absolutely had no choice. So I played it very cautious. I walked around in stealth again. Didn't know where the mobs were, didn't know what I could do, what I couldn't do, until I could find a route that was relatively safe. And then anytime another player was anywhere near me killing, I was gone. I did not want them to kill my spawn, and I did not want to get credit for anything they killed. The thing that scared me the most, because I pretty much just originally started in Shadow Moon Valley till eventually I moved on. There's two rares that one flies overhead and one roams all of Shadow Moon Valley. So when they were there, I was like stealth and gone, waiting till they passed. I would just stealth while they were flying over me or running past me for fear somebody would give me a kill. But like I say, every time I aggroed something, if I aggroed anything, I vanished and ran.
No, oh, totally. I bet the heart would have been sitting in your throat every time that happened.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, Tani, thank you so much for having a chat with us. Is there any place that people can, if they would like to contact you, where they could find you at all?
Yeah, I'm always play on Wormresp, and all my tunes have some derivative spelling of Tani, so if they wanted to contact me, that would be the place. They can just do a guild search if I'm not on, and send me a letter.
All right. Well, that sounds really good. Thank you so much for taking the time. Stone and I really appreciate it, and it's been wonderful just to get to know you a little bit better as a player. And again, world first pacifist, amazing, amazing feat. And we all salute you, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And now we start doing our weeks in WoW, where we focus mainly on irons and our bloodthirsty characters and all that kind of stuff. You know, and so basically my week in WoW, I leveled my iron Death Knight only a little bit. I don't even think I have him up to 56 yet. If you look on the forums right now, I think he's yellow flagged because I was using the green NPCs, not green NPCs, but the helpers to help me kill things. So my killing blow percentage is a bit lower than normal, but that's basically how it works with Death Knights. I couldn't get back into it because of flagging myself the week before. So yeah, it's just, you know, so I, you know, decided to one night I jumped on my warlock. It's an Iron Man warlock, and I decided, okay, I'm going to go through all of my irons and get as many Midsummer Fires that I can. And I started up at Airy Peak, because that's where my warlock was. It's level 34. And I got a couple. I went to Airy Peak. I ran down to... I took the fly point from Airy Peak to Anderhall. And I ran from the Alliance flight path to Chillwind Point, or whichever it is. And of course, there's bears that are like that are level 35 there, so I know I had them coming after me, but I was able to run far enough away that I was okay. So I did that one, and I took the flight path to Menethil Harbor, because that was the closest one that I could do at my level. And when I landed, I was able to run looking for the fire. However, crossing the bridge from Menethil Harbor, like the actual town, into the land, I got disconnected. And I was just, you know, right there, I was like, you know what? This is not good. And I jumped back on, I grabbed that fire, and I mounted back up, and I start to go back into the town to head to the inn, and I got kicked offline again. And I was like, you know, okay, this I, you know, done. Because I don't want to lose an iron because I was flying somewhere, or I'm trying to run away from something, and, you know, getting kicked off and losing my iron there. So I, you know, that was pretty much all that I did for irons this week. You know, I've been focused more on the changes that are going to be coming in through Legion and stuff like that. And, you know, it's, I'll say, and I'll be honest here, it's beginning to be a little bit stressful, and, you know, and it, that side of running the site actually does take away from having fun with playing the Iron Man challenge and stuff, just because, you know, they are tied in, you know, to one spot. So, you know, hopefully when Legion comes out, I'll be able to jump back in to it again and see what's what. I would imagine this week, you know, because the Midsummer Fires are going out. I'm not sure what there would be to do. I'm kind of afraid to play because every time I've played so far, I've done something dumb or I've been kicked offline. So I don't know if this is, you know, my body saying, you know, knock the crap off, or Blizzard saying, hey, knock the crap off, or something. I don't know. So, hopefully next week, you know, lots of ums and ahs here. And as I'm trying to put this show together, here I'm going to squirrel a bit. As I'm trying to put the show together, I am trying to cut out all my ums and ahs. So I've left in these ones on purpose, just so that you can tell between my other talks, I guess. And yeah, so that we'll refocus back here. So that was my week. Lita, what did you do this week?
Hello, everybody.
Well, what have I been up to in WoW with my challenge tunes? Last week, I'd been playing my Iron Night Elf Hunter, and I got her up to 58, which was very exciting. This week, I started off, she was down in Silithus, so I wanted to get the questing done down there. So I took her right through all the quests I could possibly do in Silithus, and I dinged level 60, woo, which was very exciting. I did have one very scary moment, and probably a little bit of a brain fart on my part, but there's one quest where you've got to go and pick up the flagged, the silithid things in the ground, and I completely forgot that flags you. So, I went to do the quest. I was off questing, doing something completely different when I came across one of those things in the ground. And I thought, oh, well, I might as well just pick that up and then I can hand that in after I've finished the other quest. Until I picked it up and all of a sudden I'm flagged and I'm standing in the middle of Silithus. Thinking, oh no, what have I done? So I quickly ran to where I thought was the most inconspicuous spot, which wasn't very far. AQ area wasn't very far away. So I ran straight down there, hoping that no high level would swoop down and one-shot me. And I found a nice little hidey hole over there where I managed to just hide until the debuff wore off. But that was probably about the scariest 5 minutes of my whole challenge tune, because I was like, oh, I completely forgot that that's what happened. So, yeah, just be a little bit careful when you're down there. But hit level 60, was really excited, finished off all the quests that I could, and then I decided, well, I'm going to go to Outlands and I'm going to go get my bow. So I did that, went through the portal, went and got the flight pass at Honor Hold, went over to Shattrath, then decided I would fly up once I got my flying and just fly straight over to Blade's Edge Mountain. So there is a vendor in Nagrand that sells the bow, apparently. But Nagrand is... they're orange. And I think that with the questing, you know, you've got to lead into questing to get them to yellow to green to be able to talk to the people in the Nagrand Alliance town. So I flew up to Blade's Edge and there was a vendor there. So I picked up my flight pass and I also did some fires while I was along there just to get some bonus XP and a few more blossoms. So I thought that was good. Got my bow. There was a choice between the crossbow, the bow, and something else. I can't remember. But the bow had the most damage, so I purchased that. And then I went back to... where was I based in? I think I went back to Shattrath and decided I would go... I hadn't been to Blasted Lands. So I thought, well, I might as well go and start the questing over and get some of Blasted Lands done before I actually get through the portal and do, you know, start on Outlands. Well, I get over to Blasted Lands, picked up the quest, etc. That was cool.
6 XP for kills, 9 XP was a little bit heartbreaking. So I was like, okay. So I decided after I'd done, I don't know, maybe a handful or so of quests that this is not really worth my time doing this. I might as well just give it a go and go straight to Hellfire and see how it goes. So back through the portal I went, and sure enough, go over to Honorhold and I started my questing. And pretty much I didn't have any issues, which was good. Having the bigger bow certainly made difference with the DPS. So that was very exciting. So at the moment, she's probably about halfway through 60, maybe a little bit more. I'm just going to continue to keep going with her. But since I'm out arrested, I've just let her sit a little bit because I have been concentrating on doing some midsummer fires on a few other tunes. So I figured, well, I might as well leave her to get a little bit of rested XP. But that's all I've done with the iron. Now, as for my bloodthirsty, I did end up taking her out of Northern Stranglethorn. I was just getting a little bit sick of killing the trolls and the raptors. So I took her on a journey, on a long, strange trip. And we went back to Darnassus, and then I ran down through Darkshore into Ashen Vale, through Stone Talon, to get down to Dacilus. I thought Dacilus would be a good place to go. The mobs are 2-3 levels below her, I think they were, and yeah, she was still a bit squishy. So I went back to Stone Talon and found a sweet point in where I am in Stone Talon, and have just been grinding through some mobs there. So I've got over halfway through level 32. I came across one rare, so that was good, but I haven't come across very many rares on my adventures, which was a bit of a letdown because I was looking forward to having some bonus XP. But other than that, that's all I've worked on this week, is just wanted to take the Bloodthirsty away from Northern Stranglethorn, just to give some variety and give some difference and find a different spot. So that's it for me. Everyone have a great week. Good luck with your challenge tunes, and I will talk to you later. Bye!
And that's going to wrap up our show for this week. Our next show is Saturday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be going back to being live. That is Sunday, July the 10th at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, and that works out to 1 a.m. Central European Time. Our guest next week will be Nyxos Chronicles, so please be sure to join us on Twitch. Thank you to our Patreons that help to support the site. Every little bit helps. We really appreciate it. The WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com, and you can reach us by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out the show at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That's the number one. And remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. You can also download our shows from iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as two other podcasts, one being Adventures in Azeroth, which airs on Thursdays, where we release a show every Thursday, and the Richter Scale podcast, which we go live on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find Lita on Twitter, at LitaWow, as well as several podcasts. One is Behind the Avatar. Another is Adventures in Azeroth, where we both talk about our weeks in WoW. And she is also on Geektopia. And as always, a big thank you to Markkonen for creating our awesome, awesome intro. I love it. It's fantastic. You can find him on Twitter at MarkkonenWow, and he is also the co-host of the podcast Torn Think Tank. So this is the end of the show. I really hope I didn't botch this up too much. And we'll see you next week. See you later.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.